daf nun min aleph.
Yeah.
Three lines from the top. Amar Rabbi Law. So again, this is Amar Rabbi Law. This is not the name of Rish Lakish. Ba'usha Hiskinu. Again, one of the comments they made in when the Sahajan was in Usha. Hamavaz is a person who is spreading his money to tzedakah. Ayavaz is Yosef Michael Mishra. A person should not give away more than a fifth. Because we're afraid if he gives more than that amount, eventually he might become impoverished himself. And this is pasuk in halacha with multiple limitations. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says, I prefer a person's death, so that issue of being nistarach l'brius doesn't apply, because even if he becomes impoverished, he's not going to be here anymore. So he has no responsibility vis-a-vis his children. He wants to give tzedakah, so he can give tzedakah. Person who's extremely wealthy, so he gives the chemish away. We're not, you know, so he takes his 6 billion, his 60 billion, and he only gives away, 30 billion. He still has 30 billion left, right? We're not worried about him in that situation. So that's not the issue. This is an average person. Should not get more than a fifth. Tanya Namihalchi, we have a price which supports this. And Mavazes Al Yavazes Yisum Chemish Shem Yitzarach Lebrius, because eventually the person, by giving such large amounts, might become impoverished himself. Might have echad shabikas levaz is yosef mechemish. This individual wanted to do it, and his chaver did not allow him to do that. Umano, and who was the chaver? It was Rabbi Yeshevav. So Rabbi Yeshevav did not allow him to do that. The army law, some have the different version of the price. Rabbi Yeshevav was the one who wanted to do it. Rabbi Kiva did not allow him. So Amar Rav Nachman, Vitema Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Maikra. What's the pasuk which gives us to arrive at the idea of a chaimish? Why chaimish? It says V'chol Hashatitin Li Aser Asrenu Loch. So the double lashon of Iser. And you take one tenth, and you take a second tenth, so that adds up to a fifth. The Mor says, not exactly. The Pasha Taitz of the Pasuk, you're taking one tenth and take a second tenth. The second tenth is only a tenth of the remaining money, so it, or amount. So it's not; it doesn't add it up to a fifth of the total amount, of the total property. So Amar Rav Ashi, Asrenu Lebasu Kikama. The language of the pasuk means Aser, I'll take one tenth. Asrenu, and I will give a second tenth similar to the first tenth, so that it adds up to a fifth. Okay, Amar Rav Simi Bar Ashi. The Sima Rashi points out that Ushmuas Alolam Ismatas V'Holchis. So we have three statements about Ushi Hiskinu. So the first one was Amar Bilah, Amar Ish Lakish, in the name of Rabbi Yossi. So it's three people. The second one was Amar Bilah, Amar Ish Lakish, only two people. The third one was just Amar Bilah. So each one of these three members that we have about Usha, each one has a smaller introduction, a smaller series of names which are presenting it. V'simonech, and the simon is Ketanim, Kasu, Uvizuzu. So the Ketanim, as the first one was about, where they made it to Ketanim to support the children. The second one was about a person who wrote his property off to his children. And the third one was about the Mimavazes. So the children wrote things down, and they were Mimavazes, they wasted a lot of money. Okay, so that's how you remember that. That's the order. Mr. Rashi, Hamavaze is third line from the top. Lanim, a person who's giving generously to the Nim for Stalker, he should not do more than a Chemish, Shemen Chosav. More than a fifth of his property, he shouldn't himself become impoverished. Okay. Aser Asrenu, Shnei Yisurim, if you take a tenth twice, Havalu Chaymish, it adds up to a fifth. Voladami Basu Lakam, Lachishakal to Lakama, you take away, you had, let's say you had ten, you take away one, you only have, you push the test, you have nine left. See, Hadarta Midlis Meiser, you take out a tenth of nine, the Meiser of that, Lavki Kamahu, it's not exactly the same as it's only 0.9. So you add it together to 1.9. You don't add up to a fifth. Asreno. So the second one is the same as the first. Where do you see that in the pasuk? Midaloik siv aser aser loch. Aser aser loch. Which would be the perfect parallel in the verbs. The second tithe will be a tenth of the original property, not what it is now. Okay. They said, Shmuel Salalu, the Rabbi Law, but the Kanazusha, these three statements of Rabbi Law quoting about the Kanazusha, Mismatis Vahokhus, Mamaroyim, that they're limiting the amount of the names of people. Rishon is Omer Rebilah, Omer Shlokesh, Meshum Dereser Barchanino. Hashtiyah is Rebilah, Omer Shlokesh. Meshlish is Rebilah, Luchudei. Mesimonech, Beseder Halochis, Boteda Seder Miutan. To keep them in order, know which one was said and how many. So the order is Ketanim, Kisu, Bizzus, Obonav, Obonosav, Kshem Ketanim is the first one, talking about the children. Kesim Lechosav, he writes his property off to his children. Mavazis are Yavazis. Miata, once you have the simon, and you know that the rules, they go down, Vataklif, Vezer Shloisha, Vezer Shnaim, Vezer Echad, you know, you won't mix up which one has a series of three Amaroyim being quoted, which one has two, which one has one. Okay. Something more. Amar Rav Yitzchok. Up to the age of 12, you, when it comes to learning, you can give them some leeway, and you sort of like let roll with it. But once he hits the age of 12, you have to get really involved with him in a forceful way. Any, Vomer le Rav le Reb Shmuel Bar Shilas, Vatsim le Bar Shis lo sekabel. So Reb Shmuel Bar Shilas was a melamed. So he says under the age of six, don't accept them. Bar Shis is kabel. From the age of six, you should accept them into your class. B'savre le Keturah, pack it in, like a big fat. Cow. So, like, you know, teach as much as you can. Push it in. So it sounds like the more is assuming the question means that you would force it in. So you're not just being gentle with him and waiting. More says in yes, sabali katura miu enu yaredi malachai. You will push in a lot, but you don't do it in a pressuring way. Until he reaches the age of 12. That's another way to answer the question. Mm-hmm. Is hol mikra or hol mishnah? The difference is whether you're talking about mikra or mishnah. Dom rabaya, amrli aim. My mother taught me. No, it wasn't his mother. We pointed out it was the woman who raised him, because his mother passed away in childbirth. Barshish, shis lemikra. At the age of six, a child is able to start accepting and understanding mikra, not before that. Bar esel lemishnah, bar tleiser letanisa meis leis. V'tinoik is bas tracer. The age of 13 is when he has to start fasting. So when you say barshis, that was the age which they would start for mikra, but you wouldn't pressure them. Mishnah, even though they could start at the age of 10, they wouldn't. What she was saying, wait till 12 before you start pressuring him. Amar Abaye, Amar Li Aim. So we're talking about his quotes from his aim and regards to young children. Hi Barshis, you have a child who's 6 years old. The Tarkele Akrava. Biyerma de Mishlam Shis. If he gets bitten by an akrav, by a scorpion, on the day that he turns six, he completes 6 years. Loikai. His life is in danger. He can't live unless you intervene. Maya Suse, what is the intervention? What is the healing? What is the refuah? So Mararta the Daya, you take the liquid gall at the bio from a daya, from a type of bird called a daya, chibarta, white daya, bishikra, with beer, then nashre benashke, you rub it on, I guess, I don't know what it means, the whole body or the place where the wound was, and also you give him to drink it.
Is the 6 years critical? That he's six years old?
That's what it sounds like. Right. Okay. Then he says, "Hi, Bar Shata, child which turns a year old, the Tarkli Zibura, which gets bitten by a bee, the Yom of the Mishra Shata, the day that he turns one. Again, Lachai, the life is in danger. Maya Suse. So, what is the medicine? Atsusa de Dikla. They would have around the palm trees, there was this type of a growth which would grow on it. Bimaya, dissolve it in water, I guess crush it up and put it into water. Nashe benashke, rub it on and give him the drink. Okay. So the Gemara, Amr Katina Kolomathis, it's Benar Pachas Me Ben Sheish, a person who introduces his child to learning before the age of six. Rots Acharov Venim Magiyoi. So he runs after him and he can't reach him. Okay, the first shot means that it's going to weaken him, and you will never be able to really heal him. So you'll be running your whole life trying to heal him from the pressure that you put upon him by introducing him to learning too young, and you will not be successful. Ikadami, a second version, is quite the opposite. You introduce him early, his friends will always be trying to catch up with him, and they'll never catch up. So he'll be quite successful in his learning. Okay. Both are true. Cholish Vigomer, he will be weakened, but he'll also learn a lot. A fourth option is hodakachish hodabarya. Depends on the child. A weak child, the first statement is true, that you'll spend the rest of your life trying to heal him, to strengthen him, without success. And a child who's bori is a strong child, so then it's adarabu. It's a good opportunity to start him early. Let's see Rashi. Megaglim Benoit. It's a little less than halfway down the page. Misar Milumoid, if he's not, he's refusing to learn. Yagaglimoid Benachas with Dorm Rakim, you sort of roll with it, you do it gently. It hits the age of 12, Yarani Merlechayev, Leradosib Ritsua, you really get involved in his life. You hit him hard. There's negative incentives. You can't eat until he learns, etc. Rishul Barshelis Malamed Tinakatoya. He was a Malamed of children. He says the age of six suffered like a Torah Haliteu Torah Kishor. You should stuff in. Turn to him like a shor shat malitoy v'oivsoy Michael, that you're feeding it to fatten it. Zanisa meisleis lehisados kol yom, that the tainer should be a full day's worth, 24 hours by Yom Kippur. Chinuchel shos mikarim lechein. Before that, you don't have him fast a full fast, but only for a period of time into the day. Shnosayim starting 2 years before that.
I don't understand what it's really teaching. I mean, kids chayv and mitzvahs. No?
Well,
just chinuch, I guess.
Well, I think it's the opposite. He's saying the other round. She was telling him it's not safe for a child to fast before that. But in Lucas, Shimon Harris Lahavi Kayak, the girls are stronger earlier than that. Shinim Ateshas Kayak, Melimanatar, they're not weakened by going to the Cheder the whole day. Fine. So it's now what's the Lashon here? It says Bash Tracer. So Rashi Batarti Sori the Kamar. I mean Shnas Shtemisre Gufa Kamar. It means in the 12th year. Di Bash Shtemisre Biamechod the Raisahi Shmavish Saris Basunchim mean Sark Lona Lumad Mimin Kosishal Abaya. So Tosis doesn't like this pshat. Because all of the cases where the numbers we're using were the completing of the year, not beginning of the year. Rashi is saying over here means the beginning of the year. So Tosha says it means the completing of the year. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that you don't start beforehand. Loi Chai. So Rashi learning, I guess, where the boy also would be beginning of the 13th year. Rashi doesn't seem to get out over there. I'm not sure. You can't live unless you intervene with this medication. Marata the diet, Marshal Daya Shakaran Vashtu, whatever that is. So it's the bile of this bird. Nashe Vinashke, so you rub it on and you give him the drink. Tim Shakeno Mimeno, you anoint him with it. With Hashkeno Mimeno the Beshecher, and you give it to him, you feed it to the child with the beer. Sister the Diklo, see if she got a Samu Deko, a timer. It's Shekain Valda Shekarach as Eitza Geffen. So it's some type of like a vine or a moss which grows around on the tree. Matthias is Benar Lumatar, a person introduces his child to learning Torah before the age of six. Ratzacharav Lahabroiser Lahakir, so to strengthen him. Make him healthy. He's weakened and the rest of your life we constantly have this issue. Second version, that they should be knowledgeable as Torah as he is and they will never reach him. Samora says can we both are true or alternatively if he's weak, it's a weak child, do not introduce him to learning yet. That will endanger him. The Braya, but if he's healthy, introduce him early. The fish means Pekeach, it'll expand it, make him know more. Okay. So then we're Amar Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina. So the Baal's real right in Nichsi Malug, he has a right to get the Peiris. The property itself, he has no ownership in it. Nichsis and Barzel, which he is Makabel, he accepts them at their value, he evaluates them and accepts them in value, so he gets an ownership of them immediately. We spoke about this idea. He gets, it's a full ownership, or it's a, you know, it's in regards to all halachas, etc. But he's totally nischayev in the item. He evaluates it at the time of the marriage and he accepts it, and you know, he's, so that's in his, it's in his mishus already. So she can't sell it. This is Nichsei Malug are the items which are not evaluated in the ksuva. Anything which is not evaluated in the ksuva, it's not given as a madin, so the halacha belongs to the woman, and the Baal has a right to get payments from it. But the goof still belongs to the woman. And when the woman dies, the Baal is yarishit. So the woman sells it b'chai Baal. So the sale is valid. She can't sell the payers because they don't belong to her. So what should happen is that this other person will own the goof, and the Baal gets the payers. And when the woman dies, the whole thing belongs to the other person. The rights of the Baal end. So came along Chazal and said, in Usha Der Masakin, they were going to give the Baal a double status in the property of the wife. He's like a Yarish to some extent, which means the people who purchased it will go ahead of him. But he also gets the status of a Lekeach at the time of the marriage. And since he gets the status of a Lekeach at the time of the marriage, it comes that he bought it first. So Baal Motzi Miyad HaLekuchos, the Baal can then take it away from these people who purchased it. Okay.
Does he have to reimburse them?
No.
No.
But they
no.
So how did it work with the Lekuchos back then? Did they have like some sort of like today you could look at a State Department's of assessments and tax agents and you could see like who has security interests on things? How did they do that back then?
Well, see, that issue doesn't apply over here. Because they know that they know that she's married, but in general, the best and the shtarist, anything there was a shtar, since it was drafted and etc., it became well known, and people could ask around, they'd find out. Okay.
So the people that purchase, what are they purchasing? They're not purchasing the payroll.
Well, at the end of the day, it comes out, yeah, this, the condom meant that they, that, well, the, what they did gain is if he predeceases her, they get it.
They'll get the payros when he dies, in addition to the
no, no, no.
No, they don't.
I'm saying over here, if she dies first, that's it. They lose everything.
Yeah.
And during the lifetime.
They had nothing out of it either.
So they're purchasing an option.
Well, it's not correct to say the person is an option because it's a kinyan, a goof. So it's a real purchase, but it doesn't have any payers yet. It's more than just an option, but practically it's like an option. Okay. So again, before the zakana, they would get the everything after when the woman dies. But Chazal Rasak not like that. Okay. So the more Ashkei Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Rivavo Tavakoi Buchlusa the Usha. There was a big crowd over there in Usha. Amalei Man Mori the Shemaita the Usha. So he asked him this memra which we have over here. Which we just quoted the name of Reza Reb Chaninos. Apparently, he was not familiar with exactly who was the one who wrote it, or said it. He said, "Who was the one who said over this halacha?" Amalei Reb Yosef Reb Bar Chanina. Tanamenei Arboin Zimnin. Medomalei Keman Demanchalei Bekiste. He reviewed it 40 times and he had it packed away in his wallet. Okay, so the more is going to go back to the children issue. So the pasuk says, Is it possible to constantly be doing staka every moment? What's it referring to? So Dasha Rabbi Sena Shabbi Yavna, Vamilo Rabbi Eliezer, either was a Chacham or Rabbi Eliezer said, Zazon Bonav Ubenoisev Kashem Katanim. That's supporting the children. So the like we said before, it wasn't Iker Chayiv, they weren't Machayiv to do it. That was a Tekana Susha, which more presented as being questionable, whether we could enforce it or not. But it's definitely considered staka, the fact that he's constantly supporting his children. It's raising somebody who's does not have somebody who can raise them. It's an orphan. The pasuk, and the different pasuk says "Hayin b'Osher b'Beisa." It's Sikasu ben Eslavad. So, well, who's Sikasu ben Eslavad? That what he's done will last forever. Rav Huna, Rav Chista. So they have a different approaches. Chadar Mezeh Halem Teru Malam. The person learns Torah and teaches the others, so that constantly grows. Because whatever he's taught will continue to exist. He makes Torah available, so that's always available. Once the children have children, so there's shalom. Why? We won't need to get chalitza yibum, which are not necessarily the simplest type of things, because the generations are there. Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar Kiman Shabanim Levanecha Shalom Dayanim Yisrael Le'Oselin Suyeh. So we're happy for the Dayanim that there won't be any fights to figure out who has the rights to the property. It's very clear. There's a clear lineage. Generations going down, children, grandchildren, etc. As opposed to if the children have no, and the children predeceased, etc. When the children die, what's going to happen with the property? If they have no children, gets complicated. So we have Chumonis on the Dayanim. I can relate to that. Okay, so Rashi. She sold the property. She can't sell the payers, so she sold the karen. She sold the actual principal. Abal moitzi. So the husband gets the rights to take it away from the kuchus. The shemura bana kilakeach, because the chazal gave him a status. This the kohen wants to give him a status as a lekeach, as a purchaser, and therefore who lekeach rishon. He's the first purchaser. Okay. There was a group of people there, and he asked them who was the one who said it. He said, he reviewed 40 times that the one who said this statement was Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, and he had it down pat. It's a constant responsibility. He's not mechuyev to do it. It's considered staka. I think the Pshat more and more says it's also talking about chaleis, because that type of responsibility, every moment that he's working, he's raising the money to pay for them. So he's constantly doing the every moment of working is staka.
What? That's a good way of looking at work.
Yes, I think it's right. I think it's the right way to look at work. Okay. Hayin Baruch Shem Beisai Shena Momen Kala Val Bikein. So, he keeps money, and he still has stock accounts on Lisa. How's that possible? If you're giving away all the money, so then you don't have any money. So it must be it's something else other than money. So what is that referring to? Torah. So Eloi Metara Malamda Miskiyemis Boy. For him, it'll be fulfilled. He's learned Torah. He has it. But the discourse that he has extends, will it last even beyond his lifetime after he passes away, because the Talmidim is still, the Torah he's taught will exist in them and continue on in the generations. The Swarm remain, They won't have to deal with any fights of who has first rights, etc. Tesavir points out in Takana Susha that you have to understand the Takana, because it says that the sale that she made on the property is a sale. And the issue is, and therefore, when the woman dies, the Baal's rights to the payers ends, and they would get the whole everything. I mean, but the sale was a sale, and then we need a new special intervention to prevent it. So places get involved, and there's a machlokes in Shas and multiple places in Shas. If king of Paris, king of Guftami, in other words. Let's say Reuben owns a piece of property, and he sells all the rights of usage to Shimon. So Reuben owns the principal, but all rights of usage belong to Shimon. When Reuben dies, it'll go to Reuben's Yarshim, etc. But meanwhile, as long as Reuben is alive, everything belongs to Shimon. Who is the owner? Well, Reuben's the owner. He owns the property. Yeah, but what's an ownership if he can't do anything with it? All usage belongs to Shimon. That's the focus of the more, where the king of Paris is the king of Guftami. So if you hold the king of Paris, he's the primary owner. So the more says, the more applies to, for example, there's a din called Yemi Yomayim. If a person has an Eved, and he kills Eved Kanani, and he kills Eved Kanani, so there's a chiyuv misa for killing an Eved Kanani. But if the master kills an Eved Kanani, and the Eved Kanani dies within 24 hours, the master's chiyuv misa. But beyond that, he's not Chayiv Misa. So who's the master over here? Is it the one who has the Kinyan Aguf, or one has the Kinyan Peres? Who brings if a person is brings the Bikurim, can you say Hadamah Shanasati, it's my land? Can the one who has the Peres bring it to Beit Hamikdash and say Hadamah Shanasati, it's my land, not your land? Well, yes, it is, because I have all usage of the land.
What would be the thing like a Farnese, like a boar? Would be Makhliyah?
The Gemara has it in regards to Kinyanim, who owns the property in regards to who's kind of with the Chatzar. I own a Chatzar. An item falls into the Chatzar Mitzia. Is it the one who has the Kinyan Guf from the Chatzar, or one has the Kinyan Paris?
Is the Paris guy maintaining, or he's just taking off the fruit? That's it.
Well, whatever he needs to do, make Paris, yes.
You're expected to keep it up. You're getting the Paris.
Whatever they arranged.
Right.
Whatever they arranged. It wouldn't be any automatic arrangement, one or the other. But in regards to the boar, it would probably depend on that. What were the arrangements? Who's taking care of it? The beaker then would belong to the Kinyan Aguf, I would assume. But unless he gave over all responsibility to the Kinyan Paris, so then he made a shermer. So he appointed somebody else. But if you're Kinyan Paris, Kinyan Aguf, tell me, you can't. The woman can't. The husband has all the Kinyan Paris. The woman can't sell it. She has no violence to sell it. So as it says, "Aliva Reb Yerchanan, Damer Kinyan Paris Kinyan Guftami Lotzricha L'Tchanas Usha." We don't need this Tchana because she can't sell it. She doesn't own it to sell it, because the ownership of a Kinyan Guf is not an ownership compared to the Kinyan Paris. Right now, she has no power to sell, so you don't need a Tchana for that. And the more Reish Lakish, Aliva Reish Lakish from Lots of Glob Perik, the more says over there in Baba Kama, this memra of Usha, the more acid, the more we discuss it, and that sugya over there of Yami Yamayim in Baba Kama, the Gemara brings in this Takanas Usha, and the more it says it, according to Rechon, you don't need it, that Reish Lakish was the one who learned that was the Takana. Then Tosha says, "Inami, the Biyachon Nami Itzrich." This case would be relevant to current Biyachon. Going Nois the Matana LeIshtoi Shekonsa Venabal Ochel Paris. If the husband gives a Matana to the wife, so that Matana he doesn't have Paris in it. But Tzkanas Usha says that it's her property. But he's a Lekach Rishon, so when she dies, he gets it back. He'll get it back. She can't sell it away. inami the castle of diddle dvarim ainly be paris nixayah. So if he writes, if the husband writes his chayvus before the nesuin, we'll see that's a sugya later on. If the husband will write diddle dvarim, I have no any valid legal arguments on the property. So if he writes it before the schusim of the husband start b'shas nesuin, so before the nesuin he writes that he had, or before she acquires an item, he basically in front of Adim he documents that he's not accepting the rights in these things. He's being merchel his rights, or he's being mesalach himself for the rights that he will get. So that works. The more we'll discuss what language you have to use, and there's a language. So over there, if he says, I don't have Paris Nixayach, I have no right to the Paris, so then he doesn't get the Paris. So then, the conversation would be relevant. Because if he adds the lashon, I have no rights into the property and the Paris. So he adds the word property, over there, she can't sell it. The conversation doesn't apply. Because he said he's forgoing the rights in the nechassim. So one of the rights he gets to the nechassim, he gets the din of lekeach when he married by nesuin. Well, he by writing ainly dvarim b'nichsayich, he's removing himself from that right. He's forgoing that right. So he forwent the right. Is that
yes?
Is there such a word? Okay. If not, we just made it up now. That's okay.
So the wife could
In a case where he would write to her before the nesuin, dinu devorim ainly bin ichsayich ubeperisayin, then she could sell it, and the sale would be valid. And the husband would not, the kanasusha would not apply, and he cannot retrieve it from the lekuchos. Okay, I'm not going to say next word. There's no shir tomorrow or Friday. Monday, there will be shir. Just want to tell you. So this din applies. It applies a din of the Burma Inlimit Exai. Applies a before the Nesuin or before she acquires a property. Right? The woman acquires property. It goes into the becomes Nisim Alug. Nisit and Barzal has to be something which was we had a shuma. They made an evaluation of the ksuba. He accepted it, responsibility for it. So if it goes down, he has to replace it at the original value. And if it goes up, he gets the benefit. And basically, he gets an ownership in it. Anything which he acquires during the marriage wasn't part of the ksuba, so it automatically becomes nisim alug. That he gets the pairs and she owns the so much of kasi chakonabala. It's always nisim alug. But he can before she's about to acquire something, or somebody's supposed to give her a matana, or he's about to acquire something, he can write the other mainly been in this property, and he's forgoing the nichsayach of Harisayan, etc. He's losing all rights in that property. So there's a story with Rousseau Salanter that his wife bought a lottery ticket. And so he got very nervous. His wife might win, because if she wins, he's become a rich person. He's a rich person. He has responsibilities of stocka. The more we'll tell the stories of stocka later on, and the more it makes some very, very scary stories of responsibility of stocka if you don't fulfill your obligations. So he immediately took two talmidim and made a declaration. Didn't throw mainly with yishti when it would pay resein. Pay resein out of lom. So I have no skusin. Whatever happens, it's her problem, not mine. I'm not getting involved in this. Right? That was his reaction to the idea of winning the lottery. Right? That the Arveh, you have responsibility in stocka, which how can you? He says, I would have to make, if you own the money, you have to be a good steward. Good steward means you have to make sure you give the money out properly. You know, I have to get investigators to figure out who should get the property. So my whole day just investigating how to give stocka properly. I mean, I have no time to do anything else. I can't take that responsibility, so I'm out. Okay.